fund the regulator, kick out the developers, build council homes. Publicly owned land sold off, with minimal affordable housing, built on the development. The so-called affordable housing that is built, is unaffordable for local people. Poor maintenance and shoddy construction standards. Minimal regulation, regulators underfunded, with leaders' credibility deeply compromised by conflicts of interest. These were the aspects of the great housing scandal highlighted by Channel 4's dispatches on the 13th of November. All of these are familiar issues, to unite union members in the social housing sector, and all are issues we have raised in the past. In our branch, Unite-11/11, we have workers in the Social Housing Regulator, the Homes and Communities Agency, HCA. We have members living on the Lancaster West Estate whose lives have been turned upside down by the Grenfell fire. We have frontline housing managers battling with the direct impact of austerity. We have only too much direct experience of the issues raised by Channel 4. When the Tories came in, they announced the HCA was toast, to be placed on the bonfire of red tape. This plan met with considerable opposition from banks, who rely on the staff of the regulator for assurance their money is safe. The government partially backed down. It allowed the HCA to continue, in a much reduced form, with far less resources. Tenants and residents were not important to the Tories or Lib Dems. But the banks were. In the wake of Grenfell, it is clear that regulation must be properly resourced. The regulator had its tenant empowerment and engagement team cut, shifting the regulator's focus exclusively on two housing associations' financial viability. Underlying government ideology sees no further than commercialization of social housing. Tellingly, surviving residents of Grenfell Tower, who had warned so publicly of the fire risk their landlord's management created, said they did not know of the HCA's existence. What makes this worse is that the HCA might still have found out about the serious concerns at Grenfell. One of the landlord's board members at the time, Anthony Preschool, is also an HCA board member. There has been widespread concern at this within the agency. But from what dispatches reported, Preschool sees no conflict. Certainly he has not seen fit to resign following the fire. But the chair of the agency is Boris Johnson's former deputy mayor with responsibility for planning, and now acts as a consultant for property developers adept at reducing the proportion of affordable housing in their luxury developments. Apparent conflicts abound. The program also featured well-known cases of substandard new developments by housing associations. Surveys suggest staff increasingly feel their employers have lost sight of their social purpose. Unite-11/11 has consistently called for a massive program of council house building, rent control and secure tenancy in the private rented sector, and improved, properly resourced regulation. This is an edited version of the article at housingworkers.org.uk.